I'm in a very good mood this morning because I'm doing my favorite thing, looking at pictures of myself.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, it's me, Frankie Falco. Hey, dude, what happened to my head? It was like attached to Frankie's head. Thank God he gave me a break. It's a constant blah, 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 blah. Look at my body. This, get a finish by that. I can't stand it. It drives me crazy. And he's always picking the wrong women. No! Don't squish me! I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. Put me on a different head, please.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
You sick fucks. Welcome, cats and kittens, back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and beautiful co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. All you twisted sickos out there aliens.
They call for the aliens.
They do. They tell us not to play the aliens, then they ask us where the aliens are.
I don't know.
I don't get it. You're all a bunch of schizoids out there. I don't know what's going on with you. But okay, there you go. I've fed you. Now go away. That's like Blue. I gave you a treat. Now go away. Well, actually stay.
No, stay.
Through the commercials. Yes. And then go away. I found out more information about our friend Philip at ITV.
Ooh.
You remember how...
Sir? Are you telling me you fathered 1,300 alien babies and have never seen them? Sir? You put your human penis in an alienoid vagina, sir? Your sperm, of all the people on Earth, sir, you were chosen to father alien children, sir?
Yeah, it was like a farmer out in the woods.
Oh, yeah, he couldn't answer any questions. No. Sir, you have no pictures after having 1,400 sexual encounters with an alien? You did not think to bring a camera, sir? He always treated it so seriously.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, but it was always all such horse shit.
Oh, because he'd have wide eyes and he'd have his paper in his hand and he'd lean forward.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, sir? Yeah. What do you mean your sex doll is marrying you?
I know, I'm going to miss that guy.
I am going to miss that guy. He's an institution. He really is. He was like a children. Here's the background that I got.
Yeah, and in the background, if you're just first tuning in,
sure.
It's a British talk show?
Morning show.
Like a morning show, a hard-hitting morning
it's show. It's called This Morning, right? And it's on ITV. It's called This Morning. What an original name. It's like Today, the Today Show.
Yes.
Really? Is it Today? We're watching it today on the Today Show? This Morning, ITV, Holly and Philip, they've been around forever. Philip was a host of a very popular children's program.
Oh.
And when he was younger, and then he took some time off, and then he came back on ITV. ITV and BBC pretty much rule. They all, BBC and ITV, if you like, I was just in London, they corner like 30 channels on television.
Oh, really?
It's ITV1, ITV12, ITV13, ITV23. It's all, and BBC is the same way. But BBC is publicly funded. But
yes.
BBC's got some really fucking fantastic programming, as
they
does
do.
ITV. It's some of the stuff that I watch on my own stream. Like, I got a VPN. I love to stream into ITV. And one of the shows that we found had some really interesting content for Breakdown was ITV This Morning with Philip and Holly most of the time. Not always, but most of the time it was Philip and Holly, because they do have a couple different versions of the show with different hosts. Philip made a surprise announcement that he was just leaving. He was retiring. And a day later, it came out that many on the staff had suspected for a very long time that Philip had been having an affair with a young male staffer.
Uh-oh.
Now, it wasn't but 2 years ago or 3 years ago when the pandemic started, I think. I might have my timing off a little bit. But he had been living as a married man, and he was gay the entire time.
Ah.
So he made the announcement. He came out live on television to Holly. Holly did the interview. He came out live in like a primetime special. And
it was a primetime special.
I know, like, but I get it. Okay. Big deal.
Yeah.
You know, the guy we've been watching forever is gay. Whatever.
Yeah.
Fucking cares.
Good.
But anyway, yeah.
Come out.
His wife chose to stay married to him.
Yeah.
Unbelievably. But she's like,
I like this arrangement.
I know. I don't have to get dicked down.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have to pretend your ED has something to do with me. Right. And, you know, it all makes sense now. But I like living with you. You're a cool cat.
And we got this nice house. And you, checks flowing
and
in.
You decorated it beautifully.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for stereotyping, Brian. But it's true. I mean, you know, let's just admit it.
They have good taste.
They have good taste. And so, I mean, I lived with that gay guy that one time. I'll tell you what, it was the most beautifully decorated $700 a month apartment you've ever seen in your entire life. We had antiques and it was just a really classy ass apartment, right? And so Philip has been having this affair with this young man. So the day after he announces his retirement, unsurprisingly, the tabloids come out with this big story. Many in the business and many in the office and many in the studio had already suspected that this was going on.
You know.
This guy, this kid was brought on as a teenager, like 15 years old as an intern. Oh. And he was a family friend of Phillip's. But he claimed he never had anything romantic until many years later when he was in his 20s and all this other stuff. So let's take that at face value.
It's been a simmering
an office romance.
Yeah,
he had a work wife. And it got uncovered. Me personally, and this sounds like the plot from that Apple TV show, The Morning Show.
Yes.
Isn't that what it's called? Uh-huh. Yeah, The Morning Show. It sounds exactly like the same plot, exactly like it. And many believe that Holly knew and that she may have helped cover up and that blah 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 blah. Whatever's going on. It's a big drama over there because the British, if we think we love our tabloids, they love their tabloids. Yeah, I mean, that's a reason why Prince Harry is going to court right now. We'll have a full breakdown on that from our friend Marianne on a future episode. And I know this information is a couple weeks old. I'll remind you that Chrissy and I are human beings who need a break. And so we're taking some vacation this summer and you're getting episodes that have been recorded a few weeks behind. So I know that this is not breaking news. We heard it here last. ITV minus, TCB minus.
Exactly.
All your favorite content somewhere else. So
fact, news, or fiction.
Fact, news, or fiction. Guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So Philip, he had to leave because he felt like this was going to be a big stain on the ITV name. I mean, you had
on
a guy.
What they've already done?
Yeah. I mean, you had a guy on that claimed to have 1,300 alien children that he visited often, and no alimony. He didn't need to pay any paternity money, but you know, whatever.
Well, they were in pods. Don't forget.
Oh yeah, they were locked in pods.
Uh-huh. We figured it would take a lot. It's going to take a lot to send them to college.
Yeah, he's going to. I hope he has that college money there.
He's been doing that. 520C3 or whatever.
5023CE. Yeah. How many cars is that guy going to have to buy when they turn 16? Yeah, they're all around the same age, too.
Like, right.
It's just going to be a big nightmare. And how do you keep the name straight? I mean, I have 4 to 8 children, and I can't keep their name straight. I don't even know the name of my dog. The only reason why I know the name of my dog, the only reason why I get that right every time is because I say it 4,500 times a day. Blue! 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 My neighbors think I'm crazy. My neighbors must hate me. They just hear me yelling and screaming at Blue. So Philip has departed, and that's really sad. Sir?
Yeah.
So, have you telling me you've been sucking the dick of your intern, sir?
They also had on one of our favorite pickup artists on there.
Oh yeah, remember? Adam the Liar.
Yeah, Adam the Liar was on there.
When he went from the pickup artist to the polygamist, came on ITV to tell everybody how happy that relationship was, and the two women looked like they'd been kidnapped.
They were both really hot.
Yeah, they were both really cute. Yeah, which, you know, whatever. Whatever. Adam is so full of shit that I'm sure they're in on it. Everybody's doing it for views. But remember that one of his wives was pregnant.
Yeah.
And I think they had the baby.
Was that baby Dante?
No, baby Dante was the children who didn't know who their father was.
Okay.
Wasn't it?
I don't know.
You think it was Adam the Liar?
I think it might have been Adam the Liar.
Baby Dante. Ugh, what a terrible name. Goo Goo Gaga.
Change my diaper, Daddy Adam. Daddy, bullshit pickup artist. The fuck is a pickup artist? And how did I get here? Which mom is mine? Oh, yeah, one of the only of the two women you've ever slept with. Dad. Pickup artist, my ass. Confirmed kills. Whack, 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 whack. I don't even know what whacking off is, but if I did, I'd do it right now. Oh, yeah, Dad, you're such a great pickup artist. Blah, 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 blah.
You know that people only watch your videos to laugh at you, right, Dad? Okay, just checking. Gaga, goo goo, pee pee poo poo. Change my shitty diaper. Talk to you soon. It's baby Dante. Sign out. Dante out.
So I imagine Philip is a lot like our Ryan Seacrest. He's just kind of an omnipresent, always there, milk toast kind of guy. And then he's got a little bit of controversy and he leaves. I understand why companies put this policy in place, but it's a stupid one that you can never fraternize with anybody that works with you. Because the second you tell people that, well, first of all, they're going to fraternize anyway.
No, and they second are. Of all, it'll just be secret or not.
Yeah. Now, what I do understand a little bit in some circumstances, and I guess this is like circumstance by circumstance, is when someone is like a big deal like Philip is, when he basically runs the network, and then he's fucking an underling.
Yeah. Yeah. We know what.
Oh, yeah, I know all about that. You know all about that. I don't know. That. Yeah. We've seen that in action. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it's ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it someone kind of rolls on you, you know, you get you get entranced
person
with the power and the money or whatever it is, you know, fancy trips or luxury cars or whatever they're afforded that you aren't, you get engrossed in that world. And then, sure, I'll suck your dick. Why not? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works. And it's human nature. It's not like anybody necessarily did anything wrong unless Philip was saying, you suck my dick or you're fired.
Right.
Right. But I don't get that from Philip, but I don't know. I also.
You
better tickle this taint before you get fired, sir. Are you telling me you won't tickle my taint with your tasty teen tongue? Sir, you will not blow on my asshole with your delicious lips? Well, sir, you are fired.
Yeah, I don't get that from him.
I don't get that from him either, but, you know, I don't really see what
I didn't see Matt Lauer coming down the pike either.
I didn't see Matt Lauer coming down the pike either. I was rooting for the guy. He was there during 9/11. He beat up Tom Cruise about the, you know, they went toe-to-toe about Brooke Shields and her Xanax or whatever. I mean,
Scientology. He was in the Winter Olympics in Salt Lake City. I remember watching him. And I was like,
he was in all the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, NBC's owned those Olympics forever and ever and ever. He was like, you kind of thought of Matt Lauer as like, he's a cool guy.
Yeah.
But he was not a cool guy at all. Mm-mm. And then, you know, there's that Brian Williams, too. He was always there. Yeah, Brian Williams. And I like Brian Williams. But then he was, like, making up stories about jumping out of a chopper and killing a bunch of, you know, ISIS people.
Well,
and
fact news or fiction.
Fact news or fiction.
That's all you have to say.
It's all fiction anyway, guys. History is written by those who win, that's always going to be the truth. And AI is going to do no better at sussing that out. It's already bullshitting everybody. Yep. We tried that out a couple of episodes ago. AI is full of shit also. So I'm really sad to see Philip go, but, you know, somebody will take his
Let's
place.
Let's see where he goes, though, next.
Yeah, this show, I'll keep a close eye on it. Well, he's in his late 60s, early 70s, I think, is what I read. And so maybe that was his last hurrah. Maybe he doesn't come back. But if I'm somebody, I'm picking that guy up.
Yeah, he's great.
I'm like, wait, you had a consensual relationship with someone that you worked with and you're never going to work again?
Yeah, no.
That doesn't make any sense. He's not that fucking shithead. Who's that fucking guy? Who's the guy? Now I can't remember his name. I can never remember anybody's name, so it's not any surprise. The guy who was in...
Sandoval?
No, not Sandoval. The creepy actor, Kevin Spacey. That's who I'm thinking of.
He turned out to be a real creep. God.
But I always thought he was.
Yeah.
I never liked Kevin Spacey.
I really liked him.
I enjoyed the movies that he was in sometimes. Sometimes I didn't.
Yeah.
Because I always felt like he was being way over dramatic.
Right.
And so he wasn't selling the character to me. He was just being way too dramatic. And so there were a couple of notable films that I liked him in. One of them was, what is that one? American Beauty was good.
Yeah.
There was the other, Kaiser Sose, when he played Kaiser Sose.
That's really the one where I really
Usual
liked
Suspects.
Usual Suspects. Yeah, he was also in Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. But then he really, like, when everything was coming up to the close of his entire career, really, was when he was on the Netflix, the White House show.
I did like that show.
I can't remember. House of Cards.
Yep. I did like House of Cards. I liked it more for, what's her name?
Robin Wright Williams?
No, Robin Williams is not Robin. Robin Wright Penn. I'm sorry. Yes. Robin Wright
Penn.
Well,
she was Penn.
Yeah, now she's just Robin Wright again.
They got divorced.
I think she's still Robin Wright Penn, I think. I don't know.
I think she's Robin Wright.
Okay. So whoever she is. You know the chick, the girl from House of Cards.
And then Princess Bride.
Yeah.
She was the Princess Bride.
She was so lovely in that movie. Ah, I just loved her in that movie. Yeah, that was like my first like hard-on crush.
Yeah.
Like I had a crush and then I got a hard-on. and then she was in House of Cards and she was delicious in that. But I thought the two of them played off each other so well
they
in
did.
That show that it made Kevin Spacey's overacting a little bit more palatable. In other words, she was, you know, she's kind of muted. Her acting is muted. She speaks with small facial movements and looks that she gives people and that quiet, demure voice of hers most of the time. And then he's just acting like a lunatic half the time. So Kevin Spacey, when someone says, yeah, that guy molested me at a party, doesn't surprise me one fucking bit. It really doesn't.
He was like grooming people. I mean, in these plays.
Yeah.
I guess like on Broadway or over in like Shakespeare in the Park, there was something about that. I don't know, but it was really creepy.
It was really creepy. The whole thing was creepy. Yeah. He was like, and he was young men and older men and men and fine, dude. Be whoever you want to be.
Yeah, just go ahead and come out. But don't be a pedophile.
I know. And then he like never, I mean, this is his right, his absolute right to not tell anybody what his sexual preference is. You shouldn't have to be or forced to be to come out. But he was so, like, he dodged the question in so many ways. And then he was so outwardly creepy at all these other places. It's just like, Kevin Spacey to me is just like a real shithead. And then he goes, when everybody cancels him, when this whole big deal comes, he comes out with these series of videos, you know, in that character from House of Cards.
Oh,
he's pretending to play the House of Cards. And do you remember that video that he put out?
Yeah,
he's like sitting by a fire. It was like a YouTube video. He's like sitting by a fire. The real truth will come out.
Yeah.
No one knows the truth like me, Mr. President, and the real truth will come out.
I don't think he's ever recovering. I think he's still being sued. I feel like
he
I just saw something
again.
In the news recently about
him. He was
him.
Found not guilty of forcible molestation in the UK, but then he got sued again by a different person here in the United States. He's out of money and he's never going to act again. Not in a professional manner. I heard he was doing like, you know, summer stock or something.
summer stock
out in the park or some shit in like Yonkers, New York. Because that's where he should be. In Yonkers, New York, doing summer stock. Packing groceries at Publix.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking creepy. Anyway, off my high horse about Kevin Spacey.
Speaking of creepy
and weird hair. Which he always did have weird hair.
Yeah.
Speaking of creepy and weird hair, falling in the category of Donald Trump, Teresa Caputo, and Kevin Spacey is our good friend and constant foil here at the commercial break. Feels like we're hand in hand at this point. Frankie B.
Oh, yeah.
TCB.
Hey, everybody, it's your favorite part of the show where I pine for more of your attention. First way you can help fill this hole in my soul, go to Apple and leave us a positive review. It takes 2 seconds out of your day and it really does help grow the show. But there's no quid pro quo here. You don't have to give us anything to get something for free. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button and send us your physical address. We'll send you a 21 EPM sticker directly to your locale. You can also go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes, the same day they air here on the audio feed. 855-TCB-8383 is where you go to drop us a text message. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all at 1-855-TCB-8383. Add the commercial break on Instagram if you're into that kind of thing. And TCB podcast on TikTok. It's what I hear the kids are doing. It's all the rage. One last thing. If you could, if you will, if you would, visit our sponsors' websites. Buy their products if you're in the market for them. And always use our specialized URLs or codes when and if you can. They pay our bills, and who knows, you may be the reason we have electricity in the studio tomorrow, and I thank you ahead of time for that kind gesture. Let's listen to those sponsors for a few minutes, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey, Podcast Universe, it's Christina, executive producer for The Commercial Break, and we are so excited to let you know that Rocket Money is sponsoring part of the show. We've all done it. Gotten a little wine drunk and started a free trial so you could watch a new show, only to find yourself looking at your bank account a few weeks later wondering why you have a Starz subscription. I mean, maybe that's a little specific to me, but I know you've done something similar, but that doesn't even matter anymore because I have Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Just like me, over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, and chances are you're one of those people too. Rocket Money quickly and easily finds your subscriptions, and for any you don't want to pay for anymore, just hit cancel and they cancel it for you. Fabulous. Rocket Money also helps you manage all your finances in one place and automatically categorizes your expenses so you can easily track your budget in real time. So, Dad, if you're listening, I have it all under control. Go to rocketmoney.com/TCB to join the over 3 million people who have already used Rocket Money. It saved the average person up to $720 a year. So go to rocketmoney.com/TCB. Get rid of your unwanted subscriptions and take control of your finances today with Rocket Money. That's rocketmoney.com/TCB. And thanks, Rocket Money, for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
TCB. Frankie B.
He's back.
Is back. And he has posted a video about why you should consider getting a hair transplant.
Not that there's anything wrong with hair. I love it.
Drop the follicles. Okay, sir, we're going to pluck this hair from your balls and attach it to your head. I'm not knocking it. Look at me. No, I'm not knocking
it. There's nothing wrong with getting hair transplants, I have to say. But Frankie talking about it, that's funny.
That's funny. And the fact that he's got this like long wispy hair, like this long like pubic hair on his head, is just so funny to me because now he's coming out and admitting that it's hair transplant. And that's fine. Like, you know, whatever. I know some people who've had these procedures done. I know a woman who's had this done, mm-hmm. actually.
Yeah.
And I know that like it's got to be a big blow to the ego to go bald.
Sure.
Right? I knew it was happening, so I beat it to the punch a long time ago. Yeah. So now everyone's used to seeing me with a bald head. It's mm-hmm. not like I show up one day with a bald head. Everyone's seen me this way forever and ever. But I do know that this can be, you know, a real hit to the ego.
Yeah.
So let's find out more about it with Frankie B. I was scrolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. And here's Frankie talking about his experiences with a hair transplant. Look at him. Now that I know it's a hair transplant, I just can't look away. It's like a train wreck waiting to happen.
He's got grays, though.
He does have grays. Well, you know, pubic hair goes gray, too. So wherever that's they true. Took the hair from,
yeah.
I think that's where they take it from. It's like your chest or your legs or your balls
somewhere.
Or something.
Yeah. Somewhere on your body.
I don't know. We'll find out more. I'm sure he's going to share with us.
Yeah, he will tell us.
Okay, here's Frankie.
Choice. Well, it 100% absolutely is.
Wait. Hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. I'm going to start at the beginning.
Is balding a choice? Well, it 100% absolutely is. It's your choice. If you choose to live the rest of your life with either bald spots or severely thinning hair, that's your choice.
That's your choice unless you have $10,500 per visit that takes 30 visits to get hair transplanted. Frankie, it's not a choice. That a lot of people have. They don't have that kind of extra cash sitting around. Call your insurance company. Ask them if they cover the hair transplant you need.
Yeah.
I'm going to transplant a bunch of hair from my nuts to my head. Can you cover that for me? What is my deductible on that?
It's also your choice to take the proper steps in correcting your hair loss. In today's video, I'm going to show you what I'm doing right now to correct my thinning hair.
But first, here's my incredibly obnoxious intro.
He's lifestyle. Grooming.
Fitness. Fashion. Fun.
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the video. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Minardo. This channel is geared for all guys who want to up their game, look and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, in lifestyle.
In lifestyle. What does that even mean? In lifestyle.
That's why I'm saying fun.
I think he's trying to say and lifestyle. And it's just,
and.
He's just bad at words.
If you like the content in this video, do me a favor, give the video a like, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of my upcoming videos.
So, speak.
Oh, we're subscribed, Frankie. I know you know. I know you know. I see you taking stuff from the commercial break and putting it into your videos. I see you.
Ball the choice. Well, it absolutely 100% is. If you want to do something to correct your balding or correct your thinning hair, there are tools out there to do that. Or you may choose to wear a baseball cap the rest of your life. You wear a baseball cap.
You may choose to be a loser the rest of your life. Completely up to you. You want to be a sad sack asshole, sits on the couch and gets no pussy for the rest of your life? No problem. However, me, I'm dropping $175,000 to have hair transplanted from a dead goat onto my head.
Wait. So we haven't, just disclaimer here, we have not watched this video.
No, we haven't watched a word of it.
We're going into this cold, and I will guarantee you that Frankie has something that you can buy that's related to him.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be available at one of his products. Yeah. If it's not, if he doesn't do it at his shop, he sells some kind of shampoo that makes it all better.
This is not just a PSA.
No, Frankie's got ulterior motives here. I mean, maybe not. There's some videos where he's not selling us something, but I guarantee he is selling us something.
Well, he's just ranting on other videos.
That's true.
At the pool, you wear a baseball cap at the gym. You even wear a baseball cap when you're dressed up nicely to hide your balding hair. Do you think everybody out
there... Who's wearing a baseball cap when they're dressed up nicely?
To hide their balding hair?
Hey, we got to go to this gala.
Welcome
tonight.
To Chateau Lalonde, sir. May I take your baseball cap? No. I'll be keeping the 1983 Pittsburgh Pirates cap on my head. Thank you very much. Sir, you're not allowed Pittsburgh Pirate baseball caps at Chez Lala. Chez Lala does not allow baseball caps. Hey, listen, I'm getting a bunch of ball hair transplanted onto the top of my head. It looks a little wispy right now. Can you give a brother a break? Sir, certainly. Right this way to the kids' section.
Yeah, you're at least wearing some kind of maybe like fedora or something.
Yeah.
You're not wearing a...
Yeah, fedora.
If you're going to wear a hat, go classy at Chez Lala.
You're going to be like Jamie Raskin. You know the senator? You know Senator Jamie Raskin? Yes. He had cancer, and he just started wearing like a pirate bandana on the Senate floor. And I'm like, go Jamie. Yeah. All right, dude. I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Hair doesn't know what you're doing. We all know when we see a guy wearing a baseball cap, we know he's hiding his balding head.
Or he's a Pittsburgh Pirates fan.
Yeah, or is that a baseball game? Yes, how many guys wear baseball caps that have hair? Every fucking idiot with a Masters shirt on wears a hat. Just sharing that information with you.
You want to do that for the rest of life, go ahead. But if you want to know what I'm doing to correct the process of my thinning hair, I would like...
That's what I've been thinking about all night long. Yep. What is Frankie doing to correct the process of his thinning hair?
What would Frankie do?
What would Frankie do? WWFD.
Mm-hmm.
I could take you through my adventure of exactly what I'm doing to correct the problem. Now, you're looking at me going, man, he's got a full head of hair, and that's what I thought. Until one day my then...
He's got a full hair. Man, he's got a full head of hair.
Man, he got that new head of hair in from Amazon. Wow. Looks great.
It was thinning before, now it's
thinning
full.
Before. I bought pubes online. I super glued them to my head. You like my new pube wig? It's made of horse cock pubes.
Oh my god.
It's made of sea lion pubes. You like it? No? It's a little shiny. It'll go away after a minute. It's got to start to blend into my real hair.
Girlfriend, you know, she goes, you know, Frank, you're kind of getting a little light up here.
He's got a girlfriend. With this new information, you're kind of getting a little light up here.
Well, I think that might have been a former girlfriend.
Yeah, former girlfriend.
That he railed on in another episode.
Yeah.
And that really gave him a complex.
Certainly did.
So now he's like, who says that, by the way? I would never say, hey, Jeff, you're getting a little light up there.
No, that's not what I would say either.
To anyone.
Yeah. I would say, hey, honey, go fix that scroungy head of hair you got going on. I'm the host of the commercial break. I can't be seen out with you like that. What are you doing?
Where's that baseball cap?
Wear that baseball cap.
Put that back on.
I'm like one of those sororities at Alabama.
Right.
I have the 3P rule or whatever, it is, or 3M rule. Makeup. What is it?
I don't know.
You clothes, have to either have makeup. To have makeup, clothes, or hair done. You have to have two of the three done before you leave the sorority house. Stupid.
Karen said, "What?" She goes, "You're kind of losing your hair back there." "What are you talking about?" "Well, I kind of went into a heart attack mode because I never took a mirror. I never looked at the back of my head."
Hard to believe.
I've been eating avocado and egg.
That's right. I've been having tuna eggs for all my life.
Exactly. I've been working out every day. I've been applying my skin oils and getting my face razored. What do you mean?
That's right.
Heart attack.
I've been putting llama jizz on my head for years. It's what I wash my hair with. Mom told me, llama jizz, you'll never lose your hair. Smells kind of weird, but who cares?
Yeah, I can't believe you know what was going on.
He's never, please. Yeah. He's at the gym every for 5 hours a day. Of course you can. Yeah, it's not true.
So as soon as I got home that day, grabbed the mirror and look, sure as hell, I was losing my hair. Now, this could have been going on for years. I had no idea.
So, you didn't notice when all that hair was on your pillow?
Sure as hell.
Sure as hell. Sure as hell. Is hell sure? Are we for sure hell? We'll get into this. By the way, this is a future episode, but never mind. Let's keep going.
Oh, right away, again, I was in heart attack mode. So I started getting on the internet and looking at different products.
Oh, Frankie, it's the big one. It's the big one.
My left arm is numb.
I got a bald spot. I can't feel it. Sanford and Son, what a great show.
Next out there and see what is going to help my thinning hair. Well, the one that everyone pretty much knows about, which is minoxidil. All right.
I thought minoxidil was for your boner.
No, it's for your head.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got to try that.
Just minoxidil. You can get this at Costco. Comes in like a 6-pack for,
Costco? Costco? You're trusting your hair replacement to Costco? I'm going to end up with hairy palms.
That's really funny.
That is funny. But it does say say Kirkland
the
on
the only
it.
Way that...
That Kirkland brand?
The only way that he even knows about that is because he looked for it and he got it at Costco.
That's
he
true.
Got the 6-pack.
Yeah. He looked for the cheapest price. He got it.
Yeah.
$50 or so. And I started using the minoxidil. I started using it for about 2 months. You know, then I'm going, is this stuff really working? Is it going to work? Or am I just wasting my time in letting my thinning hair progress? So I took the next step. And naturally, the next step.
I took the next step and I started drinking it. And I ended up with a furry throat. I started shitting out hairballs. I couldn't figure out what's going on.
Is going to a hair transplant company. So I scheduled an appointment with a hair transplant company. The one I'm using is called Restore. Now, they're famous out here in Chicago. Their billboards are all over the highway.
Chicago. Yeah, because you do see a lot of bald guys in Chicago. I think it has something to do with the weather. I'm just assuming.
I don't think so.
No? You don't think so?
I'm on the highway, I see their billboards, and never in a million years did I expect that I would be giving a phone call to them. So everyone out there who's using billboards, they work. Okay, so I scheduled...
Why, because one guy called? Awesome. They work.
Well, I mean, they do work, Brian. You bought the billboards.
Well, I did buy the billboards, and it did work.
And look how
successful this show is now. We're still paying off those billboards.
Consultation. And upon the arrival of the consultation, the gentleman explained the entire process in detail to me. My biggest fear was...
We're going to take your bald head. We're going to put it on your head. You like it? I'm going to pluck each bald hair out of your nuts. And I'm going to tape it to your head.
How do they like sew it in?
Yeah, they sew it in. You end up with a bloody pube head.
Yeah.
Are they going to have to shave my head? because that's what I thought. They got to shave it all the way down to get this done. But there's a newer process out there now that allows you to keep your hair as long as you'd like. So that was definitely music to my ears. So again, he went through the entire process.
La-di-da-di, oh, we likes to potty. Gonna take our nut hair and put it on our toddy. It's music to my ears.
I really needed to keep my long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't let that go.
No.
And the cost of it. Well, the cost of the process was $14,000. Now, a lot of people out there are going to go, oh my God, $14,000. But you could spend $14,000 without blinking an eye on a Harley. You could spend $14,000 on vacation.
How long is a girl?
Yeah, on a girl. That's right.
Friday
you could
night.
Spend $14,000 on an 18-year-old chick at the club like that. Just like that. But I chose to do it for leg hair to be transplanted onto my ears.
Did you say a Harley? Because they're way more expensive than $14,000.
Well, yeah, but I guess I'm assuming he's saying a down payment. But he's also making the assumption that most people out there are $14,000 extra. Most people out there are buying Harleys or, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's making the assumption this is like some affluent crowd he's talking to. I don't think the average YouTube watcher has $14,000 sitting in their bank account. I've made 300,000 episodes of this show, and I still don't have $14,000 in my bank account.
That Harley gonna last you 5 or 6 years before you get rid of it. The vacation after a week, it's done. You spent the money. So why not invest $14,000? That's gonna give you a full head of hair the rest. So naturally, I was all on board with the process. So let me explain how.
I'm done. Sign me up.
Can you go ahead and start for today?
Thank you for calling Restore. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just found out that my girl just told me that I'm losing my hair. How do I get it back?
Well, it's $14,000.
Sign me up.
I'll be right there. I'm going to return the minoxidil.
At Costco.
This work, and I apologize if this video gets a little lengthy, but if you want to know step by step of what you can expect, then watch the video. So it started with day one. It's a 2-day process. So the first day.
2 days? I thought this took months. 2 days?
It's a lengthy process.
It's a lengthy process. It's two days. 2 days. It's a lengthy process. I don't know what to tell you, Chrissy. It's 3 hours in total over one day.
You go in and they give you a haircut. And what they do is they pull the longer hairs up from the back of my head. Okay. And then they started clipping. Those are the donor hairs. Those are the hairs that never fall out. Men never lose their hair around this area.
The donor hairs.
Okay.
We're taking this way too seriously. Okay. Yeah. The donor hair. You take it from your ears, Frankie.
Do that process. And that's 3 hours. And, you know, during that process, you got to be very still. You can't move. No big deal.
The back of your hair?
Like they lift up your hair. He's got longer hair. So they lift up your hair.
Yeah, but not that long.
It's not that long, but I could see them like lifting it up a little bit.
That took 3 hours.
Yeah, of course it did. I don't know why. Probably because Frankie was yapping the whole time. If you got to be very still.
Ow.
Yeah. Ah, ah. My hair hurts.
My donor hairs.
My hair hurts. My donor hair. Frankie had to have a funeral for every donor hair.
Be gentle.
Yeah. Dee, 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 dee. You come to me on the day of my donor haircut and you want more money? What can I give you? Okay, sir, if you're done with the dramatics, can we get on with more donor hair? Just 1 minute. I got to film a YouTube video.
And then day two becomes the transplant day.
Literally day one. Was the cut.
Yeah, it's 3 hours. A cut where you have to sit still. Such a terrible process. Unbelievable. What a dipshit.
Day two, I went back in the morning and it started at 6 a.m. And this process, they told me, is going to be a 10-hour process. It's like, oh boy. But again, no big deal.
Well, then why are you complaining? Then why are you making it sound so miserable if it's no big deal? But, you know, no big deal.
The first day was the three-hour cut.
The three-hour cut.
That's where you start to justify that $14,000 yes. price tag.
Yeah, by the way, what is $14,000 for 13 hours worth of work? It's $1,000 an hour.
And then you come back in and it's a 10-hour
process.
10 hours.
10 hours.
Let's see what happens.
Okay. Listen, I think Astrid spends that every 3 months. She spends 10 hours. But I think it's just really a 1 hour haircut, a 1 hour coloring, and then 8 hours of staying away from Brian.
Yes,
is what
exactly.
I think.
So what the process is they're going to numb the back of your head. And boy, did they put the Novocaine in. It was like my head was going to explode. They put so much in there. Your ears get numb. It's just a very weird feeling. So then they start...
They fill your head full of Novocaine. That's interesting. Huh. Novocaine, a derivative of cocaine. Mm-hmm. So they just fill your head full of it?
That's a weird feeling.
Yeah. Hey, listen, $14,000. I don't even want my hair back. I'm just thinking about getting a head full of Novocaine.
Extracting each hair follicle one by one. And they had a 1,700 donor hairs. So you can see why that process takes a while. So as they're pulling the little donor hairs, all right, those are the ones that they cut to about that length, okay? As they start pulling them, and they work under magnifying glasses to get this process done. As they start pulling those hair follicles, they don't...
I'm picturing like magnifying glass. Yeah. The eyes, they're going in.
I imagine Rick Moranis.
Yes. The glasses.
Honey, I shrunk your ball hair. Your donor hairs. I can't see them.
Man, oh, they pull, okay, so they pull the follicle itself
the follicle
out?
Follicle itself. They cut the donor hairs so that I guess so they can
they
identify
the
them. They pull the donor follicle out.
They pull the donor follicle.
Yeah, and then they remarry the donor hair with the exact donor follicle. And then they drip a little crystal meth on there and they say, go! Run wild!
Look at his face.
In a little glass tray, and then they hand them over to three professionals that are looking at each and every hair follicle under a microscope to make sure that those follicles are the proper candidate for a transplant.
Did it live?
Then they
Did this one live?
Yeah, no, this one looks dead.
It died in the process.
This one is screaming.
Get me out of here!
I love that there's three professionals.
Yeah.
Not, what kind of professional?
I'm imagining 18-year-old kids that have the need to work for the summer. Yeah. That are tripping on acid. They're like, oh, cool dude. Are you a good candidate?
Why, yes, I am. Hi, it's me, Frankie Follicles. Hey, dude, what happened to my head? I was, like, attached to Frankie's head. Thank God you gave me a break. It's a constant blah, 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 blah. Look at my body. This, get a finger's my that. I can't stand it. It drives me crazy. And he's always picking the wrong women. No! Don't squish me! I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. Put me on a different head, please.
Are you gonna keep cool?
I think so. I think I'm pretty qualified. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been a good hair follicle. I haven't bothered anybody. Occasionally I get ingrown, but you know, it happens. So did I get the job? Yes? No? You gonna call me later? You just gonna keep me in this petri dish here for a while, or what's going on? Oh, wow, I never saw the front of my face. That's disgusting. What happened there? I thought he was like some, you know, I thought he was Harrison Ford, the way he was talking to those chicks. Jesus Christ, no wonder he doesn't ever get laid.
Oh, my God.
Why the whole process is going. So that took several hours to get all of those donor hairs out. Okay, so then the next step is to naturally transplant it into the thinning areas. So now they got to numb the top of your head. Keep in mind, this is completely numb. Now they do the top of your head. Well, they must have put 75 injections of Novocaine in there. My head, again, felt like it was gonna explode.
Jesus! Oh, is there medical staff on hand?
I am so fucking high right now. This is sweet.
right? It's just an uncomfortable feeling. And then during the process, if you're feeling something, you got to tell them and they got to give you even more. All right. So now the next
75
step.
75 shots is a lot.
75 shots of Novocaine sounds like my last root canal.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, they put so much Novocaine in my mouth. I was numb for a day. But that does sound like a whole lot of Novocaine. Yeah. But I imagine there's not like a ton of like connective nerves going on up there. So they probably have to numb each little inch.
I'm thinking like I feel that on my scalp when I put my finger.
I do, but I don't feel like if I pinch my arm or something, like it's a different sensation. But maybe that's just because anything from my neck up, it's just not working properly.
They have to put all these little incisions into the area in which they're going to transplant. So you got 1,700
like
little incisions.
It's like a garden.
You're planting a garden.
Yes. Yeah. You got to dig the hole.
Yeah, that's right.
And then plant the seed.
Yes.
The donor,
dig a hole.
The donor follicle.
Jizz in a seed. Cover it up with mud. Yeah. Frankie.
You're looking at me weird, man.
That they got a knife in your head. And then naturally, after that is done, now they grab all those donor hairs and individually plant them in the incisions. I don't know how they do that.
Then why are you giving us an explanation? I'm not. If you don't know the actual technical aspect of how it all works, then why are we listening to you? Well, I just wasted seven minutes of my life.
He was hopped up on Novocaine.
That's true. He had Nova head. I'm hoping that the Frank follicles that didn't make it go on tour.
Heard it through the grapevine. No much longer will you be mad.
They find all those little incisions, you know, after they have to come back to it, but they do. So that entire process took 10 hours. And one thing you need to know is while you're doing this, you can't move an inch, not an inch. Because the way that the doctors described it to me is like, if you move, because they're working under magnifying glasses, it's like an earthquake to them, okay? And we've got to remember, they're working with tiny follicles, okay? And tiny slit marks that they got to get that in. So I understand that. So,
speaking of tiny, ever seen your own penis? What's up, Frankie? Talking shit? Come on, come at me! Come at me, Frankie! Sorry, I'm just high on Novocaine.
There is no movement. Now, they're going to give you several breaks during the day. They're going to give you a lunch break. But
a lunch break?
Picturing him in like a white smock or something.
And like a Chipotle?
Yeah. Cafeteria. I'll take some of that chicken.
Hey. John, check it out. There's another asshole getting his hair follicles done.
Down at the cafeteria.
Those guys making money hand over fist up there. Got to get in the hair follicle business.
Very uncomfortable. You think that I can sit there and not move. No, you can't. It's a bitch, okay? I'm going to tell you. It is a bitch. All right, so after all of the transplanted hair was in, naturally, we're done. So, again, 10 hours.
Naturally. Yeah, naturally. Naturally. Like any of this is natural.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all. Second of all, I'm thinking the right approach here is day one, okay, I can handle day one. Day two, you eat a bunch of gummies and you just go in there really super stoned and then you just fall asleep, right? Just stay still and fall asleep.
I guess you'd have to have one of those neck pillows on though.
Yeah. Over there. I'm sure they have some kind of device where they're trying to keep your head
keep
still.
Your head.
Like, yeah,
yeah,
like they have something to, you know, like a torture device, like a metal cage they put around your head.
Is they're going to explain what you can do and what you can't do after that. And they're very thorough on that. Like, you can't wash your hair for a few days. You can't let running water, you know, hit all those follicles. When you're in the shower, like after day four, I believe, you're allowed to shampoo your hair, but there's no scrubbing. You got to lightly massage the shampoo in that area. And then you got
lightly massage. Oh, Frankie. You're really letting us in on some secrets here, buddy. I'm imagining you in the shower trying to figure out what lightly massage your head means.
Bring a cup with you in the shower, fill the cup, and then, you know, get the shampoo out. And then you got to be careful when you're drying your hair. You know, the process is worth it, okay? You're going to have like 2 weeks of that uncomfortable situation. So,
you know, it's an uncomfortable situation listening to you describe your hair transplant.
They also told me about the side effects. Itching was going to be a big side effect.
Side effects? Yeah. You have side effects?
Well, jeez. You just had 75 shots of Novocaine.
Well, that's true. I would think one of the side effects is not sleeping for 3 or 4 days.
They told me, and holy cow, I wanted to scratch my skull. I mean, it was out of control. It itched so bad. And another side effect that they told me about, they warned me about, is that they said you could lose a lot more of your hair in the area that they're transplanting. Why, I ask? Well, because...
Yeah, why, because I ask? Because you just put 75 shots of Novocaine in there.
And also 75 cuts.
Yeah, 75 slices.
How many slices?
Yeah.
You're slicing hundreds up of your slicing. Skin on your head.
Yeah, you're going to lose some follicles.
Yeah.
Because they're disturbing all the good hair that's still there. You know, they're working in that area. They're doing incisions. So they've disturbed those other hair follicles that are in there growing. So what happens? They fall out. And did it happen to
no!
me? Absolutely.
No.
No.
Not the good one.
That's my only good hair. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do.
My hair in my spot that I'm getting thin back there, it's like 4 to 5 times worse than when I got in. Now, I don't know if you can see it or not. I'm sure you can, but you can see in this area back here.
Oh, yeah, no shit. He's got a big bald spot that's being covered up by his long, luscious locks.
No.
That it's light. Well, right now I'm doing my best job, you know, to cover that and to put like a little spray up there because the process is
because I'm totally vain.
I know.
You just wear a hat, Frankie. Do what you said you're not going to do.
Take 3 months before you even start growing hair. The follicles that they planted in your skull, they're all going to fall out. All right. Then they're going to regenerate. And again, that process is 3 months. And then they said it's going to take anywhere between 6 to 9 months before you start seeing results.
5 years from now.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. 8 years later than you actually get your hair back. It sounds like a scam to me. All right, we'll cut that one just a little bit short. I'm sure the very end of it is just him saying the normal, hit the subscribe and like button. But I mean, honestly, a year later, you start getting your hair back after the statute of limitations runs out on you suing the place.
Well, I loved it. Well, let's think about this for a second, because in the beginning, he was talking about how he did the minoxidil. And he goes, I mean, At 2 months, I was ready.
It didn't work.
Make a move.
Maybe he could have just spent $50 a month on that minoxidil and he would have had hair in a couple of months.
Yes.
But he gave up when he didn't see instant results. And yet he went through torture for 13 hours, paid $1,000 an hour to have his hair transplanted. All those poor follicles and the petri dishes that didn't make the cut.
I know.
Then you lose more of your hair, but don't worry. Next time you don't worry. By your next high school reunion, you're going to have at least 3 more strands of hair. Oh, my God. I love it. I love you, Frankie. You're the gift that keeps on giving. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more information about Chrissy and I. You can read all the show notes, watch all the video, listen to all the audio. The entire catalog's right there. You can also get your 21 EPM sticker. 21 ejaculations per month, guys. That's what you need to do to reduce your chances of getting prostate cancer. Get your balls checked. Girls, get your tatas and your yayas checked. We're just trying to keep you happy and healthy out there. That's all it is. That's all we want. I just had my PSA done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll report back on what's happening. So go to the Contact Us button. Give us your address. We'll send you the 21 EPM sticker if you want us to sign it or whatever. We'll do that.
I think we might need a new sticker, and that is what would
Frankie
do?
Yeah.
WWF.
Well, we're almost out of those. Okay. We're almost out of those.
We might
so
need
when
a
we
new
get
batch.
Out of those, we'll get the next
what
one.
What would Frankie do?
We're also going to put some t-shirts together. All that merch stuff coming toward the end of the summer. If you're interested in that, we'll have it available for you. 855-TCB-8383, toll free from anywhere in the world. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, 1-855-TCB-8383. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Fully edited episodes the exact same day they air here on the audio feed. You're gonna love it. Morgan does a great job. Thanks to Christina, our editor, Marianne, our content producer, and everybody else, Astrid, Jeff, everybody else who helps out with the commercial break. All right, Chrissy, I think that's all I can do today.
I think so, Brian.
But I will tell you that I love you.
I love you.
And best to you.
And best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I do say, we must say, and we always say,
goodbye.